This summer, government officials have killed about 150 cormorants nesting on an island in the Columbia River. They're using rifles with silencers under the cover of night. It's part of a plan that aims to protect salmon from these avian predators. Scientists say the birds are eating up to 18% of juvenile salmon, but opponents argue killing the birds won't actually help the fish. Cassandra Profita reports.
It's after 10 p.m., and I'm on a boat in the Columbia River in the rain. We're circling around East Sand Island, where thousands of seabirds are nesting in total darkness. I'm pretty sure the captain, Rob Gudgel, thinks I'm nuts.
Why don't you guys want to come out at night?
I tell him we got a tip. The government agents would be out on the island shooting cormorants tonight. They're working for the Corps of Engineers on a plan that involves killing around 11,000 cormorants over the next 4 years. It's a big enough deal that we decided to hire a boat and see if we could document the operation. The captain is not convinced.
They can't do anything at night. It's too dark. You're not going to be able to see anything.
He was right about one thing. We couldn't see anything, except a flock of pelicans flying at the boat. But documents obtained through a public record request show government agents were out on the island that night. About an hour after we left, they shot 16 cormorants. I asked Project Manager Bob Winters why the Corps won't tell the public when the shooting is taking place. Why keep it a secret?
I don't think we're being secret. If I told you when the birds were going to be culled, wouldn't that invite protesters? It would, wouldn't it?
Winters says the shooters are operating at night not to hide from people, but from the birds themselves, to avoid scaring off around 30,000 double-crested cormorants nesting on the island. The Corps has stabilized the island and uses it to store dredge material. That, plus millions of young salmon swimming by during nesting season, has helped make East Sand Island home to the largest cormorant colony in North America. Bird advocates worry the government's plan could decimate that colony.
We think it's a terrible plan.
Bob Salinger is with the Audubon Society of Portland.
The bottom line is killing cormorants isn't going to do anything to help the fish.
He and others are suing to stop the Corps of Engineers from killing the birds. They say the Corps is blaming the birds for problems caused by dams. They recently discovered a federal study that concludes killing cormorants won't actually improve salmon runs in the Columbia River. The study found the fish the birds are eating would die in the ocean, even if they weren't eaten by cormorants.
They said this will have no benefit for salmon recovery. If the cormorant didn't get them, something else would.
Joyce Casey is a branch chief for the Corps of Engineers. She says it's unknown if the salmon that are spared from being eaten by cormorants will ultimately survive and return to the river to spawn.
We know that salmon are being consumed by cormorants on East Sand Island. We know that. And we know that by reducing the population of cormorants, we will reduce the consumption of those salmon.
While the Corps is facing a lot of opposition, the agency also has support from Native American tribes and sport fishers who catch salmon. Longtime fishing guide Bob Reese uses a net to scoop up the salmon one of his customers just reeled in at the mouth of the Columbia.
Wow.
Reese says a lot is riding on the government's efforts to save salmon, including this popular fishery. The dams on the river are the primary culprit in the decline of salmon, he says, but cormorants are part of the problem too.
It is sad that we're at the point where we have to remove one species to protect another. The fact of the matter is that this population of cormorants is absolutely thriving on Lower Sand Island. Our salmon and steelhead populations are still listed on the endangered species list.
People have caused a lot of problems for the fish, Reese says, and killing cormorants is just one of many things we need to do to repair the damage. I'm Cassandra Profita reporting.